USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, exclamation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote 59-41 to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border, with Utah's Mitt Romney and Florida's Marco Rubio voting against the president, along with 10 other Republicans. USA Radio's John Clemens with the latest.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells us, wall or not, he's concerned over what we know is already coming over the border.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow up 7 points, the NASDAQ down 12.5, and the S&P 500 down 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.